It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you bow with us in prayer? Precious Father, how we thank you for the eternal Word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, that God, you loved us so much that you gave us your darling Son. And he came into this world, and you gave him a body of flesh, that he could live and walk among us. And Father, through him and him alone can we be saved. Lord, that he goes to the cross and gives his life and sheds his blood. And what a sacrifice he made and gave that we might be saved and born again. And Lord, I pray today, may we bow to him and bow to you. Father, that one that may be sick today, would you touch them? That one that may be going through trials, you touch them. But Lord, that one that may not know the Lord, would you touch and would they bow and trust you as their Savior? Father, would you take our lives and use us for your glory? We'd ask you, would you keep your hand upon this little ministry? And Father, may we be faithful to proclaim the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, our darling Savior. For it's in Jesus' lovely name that we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt, and what a blessing it is to be with you another day for the Lord. I hope you had a wonderful weekend, and as we go into the next two or three days, we're finishing up the month of November, and these days, believe me, where I'm living right now, It sure has been cool, but makes you think how wonderful heaven's going to be. I hope you have a copy of God's precious word, and if you will, I want you to open your Bibles. We've been studying and looking at the scripture in the book of Matthew, and we've been following the footsteps of the Lord, and as he's been doing the speaking, it's important to just listen to what he has to say. And in chapter 25, we'll begin reading here. And what this scripture is going to deal with, who's he speaking to? Well, he'd been speaking to the apostles, those around him. And in other words, he zeroed in on them. But he's speaking to the people of that day. And then here in verse 1, he said, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins." Now, the kingdom of heaven, that's God's kingdom. And in other words, how do you get to heaven? How do you get into God's kingdom? Well, he's going to show us a picture of what happens to 10 virgins. And he said, it said, all 10 of these virgins, in other words, he uses virgins. I believe it's a type of even Who's he speaking to here? Israel. Those that rejected him. But he said, these 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. In other words, Jesus came. If they had accepted him then, just stop and think. He could have. They thought that he was going to set up this kingdom. The disciples did. They thought he was going to be the king. But he uses this illustration showing how that the 10 virgins went forth to meet the bridegroom. And if you look at the marriage of the Jewish bridegroom, how this retells and shows a beautiful picture. But look at verse number 5, or 3, 2, verse me. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. In other words, isn't it amazing that some of them is going to be took care of, some of them are not? Verse 3, they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. What does this oil stand for? Well, can I say this to you? You will never know Christ or be saved apart from the Holy Spirit of God. In fact, a Jew gets saved the same way that a Gentile does. The Holy Spirit must touch them and draw them and birth them into the family of God. But the 5 were foolish. They took their lamps, but they took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels, in their vessels. In other words, the Spirit of God in them, with their lamps. Now look what happens. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Life continues going on. And verse number 6. And at midnight, there was a cry made. And folks, can I say, the midnight in this illustration, there's going to come a day that it's the midnight hour. In fact, Jesus is offering salvation. Even he came to save the Jew. In fact, the beautiful thing about it is, he even told his apostles, you go first of all to the Jews. In other words, the gospel was there for them. And this little illustration of these 10 virgins has such meanings to it. And at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Jesus is coming. Go ye out to meet him. Oh, my friend. See, listen to what God's saying. You know, salvation is to whosoever. Not just a little select, but whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Believing him, salvation is in Jesus. Then all those virgins, now the virgins is a picture of Israel, arose, trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Simple. Hey, there's their lamps, they hadn't put any oil in. There was no way they could see. In other words, you cannot see apart spiritual things apart from the Holy Spirit of God in our lives, whether you're a Jew or not. Verse number 10, but the wise answered, saying, stop and think. How many times Jesus, every time he would have a miracle, he would feed 5,000, 7,000, great miracle. Many believed, but many didn't. I mean, they could come to him, ask questions. Some believed and many didn't. So, but the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. Now look at verse number 10. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. What's it saying? Who's the bridegroom? None other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He is coming. Hallelujah. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. May I say, there is going to be a marriage of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And the Jews had the opportunity to do this. And the door was shut. Oh, but look at verse 11. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily, truly I say unto you, I know you not. In other words, he just simply closes it. They can't get in just because they're a Jew. No. But look at this next verse. God said, Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Oh, he simply says to the Jewish people, those virgins, Watch therefore. In fact, there is a rapture that is going to happen. Jesus is coming. And may I say to you, he's going to take out the church, those that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I ask you a question? Have you trusted him? Have you asked Jesus to come into your heart? Then when Jesus comes, we're going to go with him. But if not, you're not going to go in. Today, trust him. Thank you for listening. Till next time.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.